Blog Talk Radio.
Well, great Friday, and welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. My name is Kimberly Silas, and of course, I am your most gracious host on today. As we do every first and third Friday of the month, we open our show with a moment of meditative reflection. And on today, June 1st, 2018, we're bringing this fabulous Friday to you with I Begin My Day with Nourishing Thoughts. I begin my day with nourishing thoughts. I choose this day to nourish my life force with healthy ideas. I understand that everything in my life comes from the thoughts I hold in my mind. As I prepare my daily mental diet, I control my thoughts. There is no place on my plate for negative thinking. I give thanks for the ideas I receive. I give thanks for nourishing affirmations. I give thanks for lessons in living that provide me inspiration to move wisely through life. I begin my day with nourishing thoughts. I am in the flow of life. I am prosperous. I am healthy. And I am serene. I thank you, wisdom, in me, through me, as me, around me, and through the Christ within, and so it is. Coming from St. Matthew's chapter 4, verse 4, but he answered saying, it is written that it is not by bread alone that man can live, but by every word which proceeds from the mouth of God. And again, we thank you. This is such an exciting time. We want to say thanks so very, very, very much to Dr. Kelly Zimmerman, who was a guest host on our show for the month of May, honoring the Mental Health Month and just flooding the airwaves with a litany of information, resources, and suggestions to maintain a strong, healthy mental wellness, and it does not come lightly. We certainly appreciate her and look forward to having her back on the show again. But we are equally as excited on today. Let's give a quick forecast. It is beautiful in Atlanta. Let's say that. The weather is approximately 78 degrees, expected to be 84 on today. It does show a minor overcast and brief showers, but we have been making it through substantially well, and I love it. It's beautiful. But we're excited on today, you guys. This is Your Health is Your Wealth, and we are talking about financial stewardship. We are discussing the principles of wealth. Now, who wants to be a millionaire? If we ask that question, we get everyone around the room to raise their hands and applaud. Yes, we all want to be a millionaire. This concept to most seems like an opportunity of fortune to hit the lottery, being left a great unexpected inheritance. But we are here to remind you that if you can earn $1 as an entrepreneur, let me just back up a little bit. An entrepreneur is one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business or enterprise. And we are aware that everything originates in thought. It originates in thought. Just like today, as we started out with our meditation, it says that I begin my day with nourishing thoughts. I am in the flow of life. I am prosperous. I am healthy, and I am serene. And that every word that comes from your mouth is exemplifies life and the quality of your life. So what we are saying here today is that an entrepreneur, we envision, whether it be a small business enterprise or whether we see it expanding substantially, everything begins in thought. And here at Your Health is Your Wealth, we pride ourselves in thinking outside of the box, utilizing our spiritual empowerment to see ourselves as magnificent and as worthy. Hear me now, as magnificent and as worthy as God sees us. Okay, it is so incredibly important that you understand how impacting your consciousness is, not only the state of mind, but how you execute that consciousness. Now, our theme for the month of June is if you can make $1, just duplicate that process a million times. It sounds pretty rational. It's realistic. If you can earn $1 as an entrepreneur, you come up with, you envision an opportunity and you follow the steps to move it forward. And in your process of execution, you earn $1. Just duplicate that process 1 million times and you will be a millionaire. Now, a million seems outlandish. It sounds outrageous to many of us. And what we want to do is just break it down to really, really honing in on the habits of forming healthy habits. We've talked about that earlier. That was one of our 2017 segments, the habit of forming healthy habits. We're moving forward, and we're going to implement the habit of forming healthy habits into creating our own personal wealth. Now, when we talk about entrepreneurship and duplicating the process that has proven successful in the past, it brings us to residual income. And what is residual income? Now, you've probably heard the expression that the rich get richer while the poor get poorer, and it's often used to explain financial disparities or seemingly unfairness when it comes to money. Now, I have been studying and researching and implementing these processes in my own personal endeavors, and I quite often refer back to a website called Financial Mentor. It's on the website. It's easy to find, Financial Mentor. And they speak on 10 commandments of wealth building. Now, we can't do all of them today. We only have a limited amount of time. But I found this to be most impacting in financial mentorship. But it says that the first wealth building principle is to get motivated. Now, money alone is entirely too shallow to drive you to achieve success. The problem is financial wealth is an external goal with benefits limited to the world outside of you. Money does have the potential to buy things, and it certainly frees you up from other obligations. However, if the money alone is your only passion, once you create a substantial amount or what you assume to be a substantial amount of money, you will lose interest and find yourself starting over. Now, internally, we're going to talk about internally driven goals that might focus your attention long enough to succeed. Those things, and it's a list of them, but I want to catch on the top four. Financial freedom. Freedom, breaking loose from the shackles of daily labor so that you can have more time to grow, to create, and to live your fullest potential. Freedom. I know for me, especially at this season of my life, it has just become apparent clearly apparent that what I am seeking is freedom, more leverage on my own time to spend with family and to grow, create, and live my fullest potential. Now, we're not going to bash jobs because a job is an opportunity to be independent, self-sufficient, and to take care of yourself. I thank God for every professional opportunity that has been granted to me, but I find that jobs can often be restricted, and it hinders me from having the time, leverage over my time, and strength to execute my creative energies and to live up to my fullest potential. It can oftentimes be a hindrance. So we got to be real mindful about how we spend our time. The second would be charity. The more you have, the more you can give. Charitable contributions or benevolence, it's given from the heart. But the more, if you find yourself passionate about benevolent opportunities, the only way you can constantly give financially is to constantly have it financially. Another would be growth, consistency. When you know that there is a seed planted in you and those seeds have roots and those roots have roots, and you know that you can bring this vision to fruition, and that every seed you planted, it manifests into other opportunities. When you have financial freedom, you also have more time to pursue personal freedom. The wealth is your external world becomes a mirror to the wealth in your internal world. Now, the principles that lead to financial wealth can also lead to true wealth by affecting other areas of your life. So if you are a cake maker and you know that you make the best cakes ever, I mean, people are asking for these cakes all throughout your community. You stepping out and providing your community with those cakes has now spread to the entire metropolitan area. Not only are you doing cakes, you're doing cupcakes, you're doing cookies, you're doing muffins, you're doing pies. Everything has roots, and it will grow. So growth is very, 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 is a huge motivator when it comes to being deeply motivated in your wealth building principles and leadership. Now, growing wealth, it includes inclusion of other people. No man is an island. Leadership is critical. I am from the school Each One Teach One. And if I duplicate, now this is the art of compound interest, if I have a vision and a goal and I am good with that vision and goal and I duplicate one person on my left and one person on my right to mirror what I do, not only am I fostering leadership, but I am duplicating myself. I am teaching those two people to be empowered and do what? To duplicate themselves. And eventually what you have is, as a direct result of your leadership, you have a tree of people who are replicating and duplicating success-driven processes. So as you can see, I am all over the place, but I am incredibly excited about this opportunity. And that's just a couple of the things. Now, on today, unfortunately, we've got some guests that are coming in on the third week of June. Today being the first week, we have a lot of our kids out of school today, families going on vacations, and it just didn't line up with our special guest that we have scheduled for today, but she will be here on the third Friday of the month, and we're really excited about her coming in and just sharing some ideas. She is a personal success, self-made entrepreneur, very successful in her right, owner of numerous financial opportunities and businesses, and she is a personal mentor to me. I'm going to keep it a secret until she gets here, but we're really, really, really excited. You know, I wanted to discuss something, a couple of things. It says that it's often expressed that the rich get richer while the poor get poor. And I don't think this is exactly the truth. And the reason it happens that the rich focus on a completely different way of earning money. Now, rich or wealth in itself is a state of consciousness. Remember I said early on, your mind, now this is from, oh my goodness, don't quote me on this. This is from a website called Mindspring. I could be wrong, but it did not derive with me. Let's just say that. But it says that your mind is a garden and the thoughts are the seed. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. And Mindspring, it just came to me. Mindspring, it's a website and it's full of inspirational content. But one of my favorites is your mind is a garden and your thoughts are the seed. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. Now, all of this ties into entrepreneurship because an entrepreneur in itself is one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business or enterprise. Hear me now. Entrepreneur, break it down, individual is the one standing alone who envisions, who organizes that vision, who manages that vision, who assumes all the risk of that vision to establish a business or an enterprise. Now, with that being said, you are responsible, entrepreneurs. Hear me now. You are responsible for not only the content that you are distributing, but here's a big one, the influence of the content that you're distributing. And it goes back to my favorite, your mind is a garden, your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. I refuse to surround myself around anything, any source, any person that fosters negative energy. It is critical towards your ongoing consistency as an entrepreneur that you first learn that you are an individual with a vision to organize, manage, and assume all the risk of your vision for a business or enterprise. Therefore, you are responsible to surround yourself with nothing but positive energy. Now, that's not to say you will unexpectedly hit adverse situations. You may unexpectedly run into people who do not believe in your dream or vision. That's not what that means. But you must remain accountable that I believe in me. And it ties back, there's a method to my madness. It ties all the way back to the rich and the wealthy think differently. And it is a state of consciousness. And the first thing I want you to know is that you must believe in yourself to the degree that your conviction is to keep your vision safe, protected, and nurtured at all times. At all times, it's a seed. It's a new seed. It's a fresh seed. It has just been set in the soil. It must be protected from vermin eating away at your soil. It must be protected from too much sunlight. It may not be ready to be exposed to excessive sunlight. It does need enough light that it's not stuck in the darkness and not getting enough nutrients. It needs water. It needs all of those things. It needs to be nurtured as if it is a new seed. And as the visionary behind your entrepreneurial goals, you must take good care of it. Oh, this is so exciting. You know, there are thousands of stories about people who accumulated great riches and that choice is available to us all. Now, when we look at the names like Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Richard Branson, and Oprah, oh, don't leave out Oprah, they were not born into riches. Hear me now. These people were not born into riches. Actually, they came from extremely humble beginnings. Yet over their lifetime, they've been able to amass huge personal fortune. How do you say? How does this happen? It is a state of consciousness. Now, I don't know them personally. I do not know Bill Gates. I do not know Warren Buffett. Never met Mr. Richard Branson. It is my life's desire. Oprah is staring at me right now from my vision board. I would lose my consciousness, my thought process, my ability to speak if I were in the presence of Oprah. But I would love to just meet her at one point in time in a personal setting. I've been in the same room with her at the same time with her, but she does not know that my name is Kimberly and that I think she is an amazing, amazing woman. Amazing woman. But what I can say is this. I have studied, I have researched, and I have followed testimonial research on these people. And what I have found that they all have in common is that they were confident on their journey. They were all confident on their vision. They were all confident in their life choice through all the adversities, ups and downs, and they would have done it whether they gained the wealth or not. That is so important. Quite often we go in as an entrepreneurial, we say, hey, I want to do this because it generates a lot of money. Of course, we all want our entrepreneurial endeavors to amass a level of wealth. We want to be independent. We want to be self-sufficient. We want to pay the bills. We don't want the bill collectors hounding us. And we want to do it all as a result of our vision and commitment to work for ourselves. However, to thy own self be true. Now, let me say this, because we've rattled on about a lot today, and I just want to say this quickly. Steve Harvey, I love Steve Harvey. You know I do. I do comedy improv, and I just love the industry. It's therapeutic for me. So, yes, I'm one of those people that wear multiple hats. And Steve Harvey is one of my spiritual comedic mentors. He doesn't know me either, but I follow him, I study him, and I believe in his level of conviction. Now, let me share with you why I think Steve is so on point with this. Because he knows his true passion is comedy. His true calling is comedy. The man can make you laugh while he is asleep. He's just that in tune with his life's passion. But because, remember I said early on, that you will find that your gift has seed, and those seeds create roots that create roots that create roots, which are ultimate opportunities. So the reason I use Steve Harvey as an example is because he was asked one morning, it was about 6 a.m. on his radio show, and they asked him the why and when, to explain the why and when behind success. And the way he explained it was that people jump ship way too quickly versus being stable in where they are. Now, he said that if you are an apple tree, and that apple tree is going through its hibernation stage and it's rebuilding its roots and it's getting stronger for the season, fall is coming and they're going to start harvest, and people are going to be looking for those apple pies around Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. People are looking for fresh, crisp, healthy apples. But this apple tree looks over during the early spring and summer, and he sees a lemon tree. And he says, they're making all that money over there doing lemons. Here I am over here resting and in hibernation doing apples when I should be over there doing lemons. So what does he do? He jumps route, he jumps ship, and he goes over to the lemon side only to find out that the lemon side is already saturated with traditional lemons. And he makes little to no money at all doing lemons. On top of that, this apple tree is miserable, absolutely miserable, trying to be a lemon tree. So what am I saying? Everybody has their season. What is meant for you is meant for you. And only you know, to thy own self be true, is that you were designed in the image and likeness of a creative force. And that creative force is the only creative force that is good at everything at all times. You are not the creative force. You are created in the likeness of a creative force. So whatever you are gifted in creatively is where you need to stay. Because what ultimately will happen is your gifts, hear me now, your gifts will make room for you and place you amongst great men. In layman's terms, is success is when opportunity and preparation collide. You will be successful. Just stick to your original creative passion. Whatever those things are that bring you the most joy, stick with that and make it work. Because that apple tree will not only harvest the most beautiful apple, but in turn, you will make apple cider, apple vinegar, apple pie, apple sherbet, apple ice cream, apple turnovers, apple. But your original commitment is apple tree. So stick to what you're good at, and I promise you that your gifts will make room for you and place you amongst great, great, great men with amazing opportunity and endless, endless potential. Now, I realize that I've been all over the place today, and this is a subject that I am all the most passionate about. I did not get the opportunity to speak with you about residual income, so I'm going to say this quickly. Residual income is the process of duplication, the power of a compound penny. I'm going to challenge you, if you were given the opportunity of a penny compounded every day for 30 days, would you be willing to receive the benefits of a compound penny every day for 30 days, or would you prefer to have $3,000 right now? What would you pick? I'm going to leave you on that, you guys. I'm going to leave you on that. But residual income is duplication. It is the power to duplicate yourself every day, on and on and on. And I want to say this. I am Kimberly Silas, and I can be reached on Facebook at Kimberly Silas. Kimberly.Silas@Facebook.com. That is S as in Sam, I as in Isaac, L as in Lima, Apple, Sam. Look me up on Facebook, instant message me. If you're interested in entrepreneurship or affiliate, duplication of self, marketing, please feel free to contact me. It's an amazing opportunity. We're going to go into great depth about this in the future. But right now, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been an amazing opportunity. And don't ever forget, we are an extension of the PRF table, Possessions, Resources, and Finances, PRF.org. We meet right here at Blog Talk Radio every Thursday at 8 p.m. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. Or you can call in at 347-215-7934. And again, I'm going to leave you with residual income is selling a house And every time they flick the light, you're still getting paid. That's residual income. Thank you so much for joining us on today. We look forward to having you on the third Friday of the month, and that is going to be on the 15th of June, 2018. We love you. We thank you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Have a great day.